What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts,
Anne Catherine
and Caroline.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy 2022.
I can't believe it.
New month, new
day,
new almost week.
Very true. When you guys are listening to this, new week, if you're listening on a Monday. But yeah, we're recording this right now on January 1st. So literally, Happy New Year.
Day one. And today we're going to talk about how to make 2022 your year. But before we do, let's talk about how our New Year's Eve went.
What we've been doing.
Pretty much, we've been staying at home.
Yeah. As you guys know, we've talked about it. We're moving in a couple of days, so we really can't.
By the time this episode
anything.
Is up, you'll probably know.
Because yeah. You guys are listening to this on Monday. We will be in the air unless you listen to it early.
Oh, so you won't know yet. So
I can't believe it. I'm so excited. I feel like it's been, like, an idea in our heads or, like, this, like, future thing for so long. And it's, like, now we're, like, we had our COVID tests today. We're packing up. Stanley left us.
He did.
That was really sad yesterday. Stanley, he can't come with us. We're going for 6 months, and it's just impossible to bring him with us. So he's with a family friend for the next 6 months. But it's so lonely in the house now. Like, This last night was the first night
yeah.
that he, like, hasn't slept in this house with us in five years?
He's, like, four and a half.
Okay, four and a half. Almost 5 years, but kind of crazy that we literally...
We had him for a year.
Yeah, kind of crazy that we literally won't see him for 6 months, though, and we're just...
He's happy in his new temporary
He's so happy,
home.
But we're all going to be living different lives. Like, we're literally going to be abroad living our life.
Isn't it crazy? I was thinking about this last night. Anyone who starts listening to the podcast now, they don't even know Stanley like you guys do.
Stanley's our dog. He's a Wheaton Terrier. He's four and a half.
He's the cutest thing ever. We're obsessed with him.
It's making it real that we're about to hop on a plane and get out of here. So
LAX with my dream in a cardigan.
Did anyone else watch Miley Cyrus's New Year's show last night? Because that is what I did for the New Year. And I didn't even stay up to watch the rest of it. But I watched that with my parents for a little bit.
Wait, is it like taped? Should we watch it today?
That'd actually be fun. We should watch the rest of it. Because I love Miley Cyrus. I just do. She's, like, one of my favorite people ever. I loved Hannah Montana growing up because the whole concept of, like, double life, living your dreams, mm-hmm. I've always been drawn to that.
And just what I like about her is she lived within herself so many different lives, and she's, yeah. like, the amount of perspective and knowledge that girl has is insane.
Well, yeah.
And she's just super cool.
She's gone through so many different phases of life, but I feel like she's always just been so unapologetically herself, and no mm-hmm. matter what phase of her life she's in or what she's doing, she is just so confident with it. And that's just why I've always loved her. Her energy is
unmatched.
And
unmatched.
I
want to
be
what?
Like that.
That's
I want to have that unapologetic confidence that Miley Cyrus has.
I think we do.
Hopefully.
Trying
it's
to,
a work
least.
In progress. That's the goal, though. So, yeah, we spent New Year's Eve last night at home. Neither of us even stayed up.
I don't know. I went to bed at, like, 10:30. Mm-hmm. Maybe 11, but I loved it. Like,
this year was the rare year where we actually could have had plans with our friends Anna and Meg, but we didn't, just, like, for COVID reasons. But there have also been so many years in the past, like, the majority of years where we
don't get invited to anything. We actually got uninvited.
Yeah,
uninvited
that's so
one
true.
Year. But it's okay because they told us that they were deciding between two sets of twins and they chose us. So, like, no hard feelings.
But then they uninvited
then
us
Then they uninvited
anyways.
Us, so, like, no hard feelings.
The number of New Year's Eves and 4th of Julys and all of those, like, classic party fun days.
Our friend group. Genuinely, like, our friend group that they just decided it would be super fun to not invite us to.
Yeah, that was kind of in Captain and I's entire high school experience was that, like, and that's how you know that, like, friendships aren't good when you don't know where you stand with people, because it would always come to those nights and events and we were like, so are we gonna get invited to a party?
Yeah.
Are we not? And the majority of the time, it was not. And if we did, then it would just be uncomfortable and not fun there anyways. So just want
to
say,
it takes a lot to, like, grow out of being in relationships or friendships where you don't know where you stand. And I think, I mean, there are a couple, we've talked about this before, that we've, like, held on to for too long. But, and it's so, so hard to move past it. But once you do, it is, you question why you stayed for
yes.
as long
but
as
But if
you.
Anybody else was alone last night or just with their family, know that we were too. And we've been there so many times. And you know, last night it didn't, like, wasn't hard at all. It was just, like, pretty normal because we, like, it's not like we were waiting on any plans or, like, wanting and stuff. But so many years past, it's been, like, you've just been waiting for, like, somebody to say you can come or something like that. And it is just such a shitty feeling. So I've been there. I know what that feels like. But you would rather spend, you know, a nice night by yourself with your family doing something nice than surrounded by people that are not good to you or in an uncomfortable situation.
That's kind of like the whole, with literally everything. That's not just holidays or New Year's. That's like any time there is a social function.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that so much in the past. Okay, but because we still wanted to see our friends and we just didn't want to, you know, spend an entire night with them because more risk is more possible exposure and we need to get COVID tested today so that we could travel, we went to breakfast with our friends today. We had them come and meet us.
Anna, our roommate, and then Meg.
Our friend.
Squad.
Squad. And then we literally imported people because we have no friends here.
So we had a little goodbye breakfast. We came back, and now here we are. It's grind mode, packing mode for packing the next day and a half.
I just want to preface, like, we always describe, we always set the scene for you of where we're recording. Right now, we're on my bed because obviously that's where we record when we're home. I had to move piles of clothes so that we could have a spot for the mic.
For a few days now, and Catherine has had an empty suitcase and then piles of clothes. She won't put the piles in the suitcase.
You can't put the piles in until they're done.
Were they not done? These piles look sorted.
No, but, like, there's more leggings in my closet. I'm not going to put a pile of leggings in if all my, like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to pack everything away unless everything's ready to go outside of the suitcase. You need to be able to see it, to conceptualize it.
Okay.
Visualize it.
I
you can't just go throwing things in there willy-nilly and expect my organization.
My bad. I got myself the most gorgeous gold suitcase set for Christmas, and I love it, and I want to take pictures with it in the airport and give it all of the...
Oh my god, you're really... We're going to be at, like, layover, running to the gate.
And I'm going to be like, no, I need a picture. Before we check my gold suitcase, I need a picture with it. It's a big one and then a carry-on, and they're just so pretty. I've had my eye on them for a couple of years, and then my parents were like, do you guys need suitcases to travel? And I was like, you know what, guys? I actually would love that for Christmas. And they were like, okay. And now I have my gold suitcases that I've always wanted, and they're pretty. And yep, I'm just going to be traveling in style, and I had to tell you guys.
Right. So yeah, we're currently in packing mode. But talking about New Year's resolutions, like we said in our New Year's resolutions episode, we typically say that New Year's resolutions are fake or like not
necessary, not because you can set goals all the time.
Right, you can set goals all the time. There's no need to wait until January 1st. Like, if you want to do something, just go do it. But this New Year's, like, this time period seems like a really good time, at least for us, to set new goals. It seems like a changing of phase.
I think a lot of people are in the same boat with that.
Yeah,
you know?
I've seen so many TikToks. Maybe it's just like a trend, or maybe it's the algorithm. Who knows? But so many people are talking about, like, new chapter. Oh wait, you know the trend, this is for specifically like boyfriends or like friends, I don't know, it's like new people he's never met, new apartment he's never been in, like new hair he's not, you know what,
completely. I actually have no idea what you're really saying. No idea.
That's all over my For You page. It's like,
who does it? A girl does it?
Or yeah, or like you could say it to anyone or anything, like new, just like new everything. I feel like it's a very new time, at least from what I've seen from other people and what I've talked to you guys about.
Yeah, I think the past couple of years have like mushed together, and you know, there's been some highs and there's been some lows throughout it, but a lot of it has felt very like monotonous.
Not monotonous, but like it all goes into what, like if you were filing it in a filing cabinet, that would all go into one
folder. It's felt mushed together, and throughout that there's been a lot of things that are out of all of our control, and that can feel kind of uncomfortable because it feels like time is just passing and you're just waiting. And I think that this is going to be a really different year for all of us, and I really do think it's going to be a new chapter. So let's talk about how to make 2022 your year. A huge goal of mine for the new year is to recenter my health goals and be more natural and intentional in my approach. For the past year, I've been feeling like I'm at this plateau, But I realized that it's because I haven't changed any of my actions or my viewpoint in general on health and fitness. So this year, I'm gonna be more intentional with my training and with everything that I put into my body. Kind of taking a more natural approach. You know, that's what it keeps coming back to every time I think about this is like taking a more natural approach, stripped down, being intentional. So I'm really looking forward to finally making some changes, and adding Hakate to my health regimen is going to help me push towards my goals. Run by and created for athletes, urban explorers, and everyday hustlers, Hakate has set out to revolutionize mental and physical health with the power of functional mushrooms. Their Star Power Adaptogenic Cocoa, which tastes incredible by the way, it's like hot chocolate, but it's a supplement and it's amazing. And their capsules both contain equal parts lion's mane, cordyceps, shaga, and reishi mushrooms to improve focus, cardiovascular performance, whole body protection from inflammation, and to help fight fatigue and stress. Hecate's mushrooms are organic, third-party lab tested, vegan, gluten-free, and completely safe for sport. So, for all of our listeners, they're offering 20% off your first purchase and free shipping across the US, Canada, and Europe using code CAROLINE20. I am super excited about this being a part of my routine. So, again, if you guys want to try it for yourself, you can use CAROLINE20 for 20% off your first purchase and free shipping across the US, Canada, and Europe.
So, the first thing before any other step is to start where you are, because I think that, you know, there's a lot of pressure when January 1st comes around to just like completely reinvent yourself and do this 180, but that's not actually what you want to do. That's not what's gonna be good for your life, or trying to do that all at once is not what's actually gonna work. What you have to do is start where you are, recognize where you're at in all aspects of life, recognize what's actually available for you to bring into your life or to make changes to. And then, you know, make little realistic changes or additions or subtractions to your life from there in like a sustainable, enjoyable way. We're not talking a 180 here. We're talking about starting where you are, evaluating what you want and
An
what you
evolution,
have.
if you will.
Yes, a nice slow evolution. You know, we didn't turn from gorillas to
Oh, I was not
humans.
expecting you to go away
You
that.
said evolution. So, with starting where you are, I think sometimes it can be really important to kind of strip down before you add, because if you evaluate where you are and you see some changes you want to make or some things you want to be different in your life, but you just start adding, it can be almost overwhelming, or some things that you add could just be like band-aiding the situation. So, if you do that, I think it can kind of overwhelm you, and things that you're adding won't fully serve their purpose because you're kind of just slapping a band-aid over what's already happening instead of like solving the problem where it's at. So, I think sometimes we need to subtract either while we're adding or before we're adding, you know, so that you can have a solid foundation to start adding more positive things from. I guess the idea is like if you have some negative energy things, and then you just try to add some
We call those
positive.
energy drainers
Okay.
in here.
And you have some energy drainers, some more negative things, and then you add some positive things to that, you still have
You're just
those
like
negative
full.
things. So it's like this, it's like overwhelming your system and it's just band-aiding it. And if we pull some of those negative things out, then we have more space for the positive and more capacity, and we're actually, you know, changing that balance of things in our life.
You don't have to add a ton of things until you have that solid foundation. And both adding and simplifying are super important, and they're really effective parts when you're progressing with something. You don't, the answer is not always to add.
Or not, or at least not just to add.
Not just to add. The other part of this is clear your environment. So that means having a clean space, less stuff, once again, simplifying.
It's crazy how much your environment does affect you. Like sometimes I just feel like I have so much stuff and that just like makes my life feel unorganized and is like just overwhelms like other parts of you when it just feels like there's so much stuff. So I feel like you could take this in a really literal way of clear your
Right, you
environment
could take
where
this.
like
Environment has so many different meanings.
number one is, like, your room, your house, your apartment, wherever. Your physical, personal space. Right now, my room is, I don't even know. Like, I have a full closet, but why would I use it if I'm gonna pack, right? So now, since I'm in the middle of packing everything, there are piles of clothes all over my desk, all over my bed, my floor. It's not, like, the cleanest space for me to think and exist in.
It literally makes it hard to, like, wind down and sleep. Like, I know when I was at school, if I was, like, studying and doing work on my computer, like, in my bed, in my room, if I, like, ate a meal in my room, it made it so difficult for me to then, like, wind down and go to sleep in that same environment because it just felt like such a cluttered space where everything was happening.
Also, it was physically cluttered.
It was also physically
cluttered. There's a lot going on.
But that's definitely a goal for me in the new year is to, you know, clear my space a little bit more, get rid of stuff, because I just have a tendency.
I love making my bed in the morning. I love waking up and, like, picking up my room, and also before I go to bed.
And I don't have a very good habit of that, and I feel like I have a tendency to just, like, have a lot of stuff, and then with that, things, my environment,
speaking
like,
of,
gets messy
do you still
pretty
have my
fast.
Candle?
I do. I have your candle in my room. See, this is actually a good example of this. I've had this candle for, like, a year, and I've never lit it because I've never felt like my environment was, like, clear enough to light a candle. I always felt like if I light this candle, it's just, like, band-aiding
it. Would be that band-aid.
Because I want, like, imagine you take a room when it has, like, piles of clothes and, like, messiness, and then you just light a candle. It's so out of place.
Yeah, this masks everything.
I can't even see the piles of clothes anymore. It's like putting a band-aid, and the candle is not gonna really be that effective because it's almost just cluttering things even more.
Right.
Whereas,
however, my room, the candle can sit nicely on a desk and be the centerpiece of my room.
Well, right now it can't.
Okay, right now.
But this past week, I took the candle and I've been lighting it in my room every night. And right now it's not because we're in the middle of packing. But I cleared my environment so much more so that that candle that I've had sitting there for a year, I could actually light it and make use out of it and let it be a positive thing because everything else was stripped down enough that it could actually, like, add to the situation. Mm-hmm. I actually feel like that's, like, a really good analogy for a lot of things in life.
The candle.
So, yeah, clear your actual physical environment. Clear your mind. If you have, like, so many things, if you're putting so much pressure on yourself in all different areas of life where your mind is, like, never clear, you know, that sucks. Because I know how that feels sometimes when you feel so busy and so stressed with things that you can't even, like, it's hard to even have just, like, a lighthearted or, like, fun conversation with someone. My brain just doesn't even have the capacity to, like, do that. And that's no good. Like, we want to be
able
to.
That is no good.
So
yeah, don't be band-aiding. You don't do that.
So, yeah. With your mind, I was saying, like,
right.
Keep some open space in your mind as well with that.
Go back to, like, your environment is the people. It's the media that you consume. It's the everything. You can absolutely consume media. Scroll TikTok. Go on Instagram.
But have some control over what those things are that you're consuming.
Yeah, you can control whose media and whose posts you consume, right? Like, unfollow the people that don't bring you benefits. And you don't need to be scrolling or on social media or on your phone until, I think there's a point where you get the, like, you get the serotonin, you get all the benefits from it, but then it switches. There's, like, a moment where it switches, and then all of a sudden it just becomes so draining, almost instantly. So you can stop yourself before you get to that point, and make your environment a little bit different, have a little bit different
of
a balance.
Social media is another thing to you can declutter. Strip down a little bit.
Strip down a little bit. People in your life. The list goes on and on. The other thing, just about simplification and overcomplication, especially with goal setting, I think sometimes complicating things is a natural reaction to when you want to feel like you're in control. You know, I've done this so many times. You keep adding, like, rules or details to your goals or for yourself because it makes it easier to feel like you're in control. But that makes it a lot harder to execute your goals or actually progress in them. So if your goal, just like the overall thing, before you get specific with it, is you want to get stronger, then setting a goal that is, I'm going to bench, like, if you want to get stronger in your bench press, I'm going to bench press every single day, and I will add 10 pounds to my bench by January 10th, and then by January 20th, I'm going to add another 10 pounds, and then by January 30th, another 10 pounds, by February 10th, like, we're up another 10 pounds. Yeah, you've, in your mind, or, you know, on your, in your journal, you've broken that down for yourself. You've added,
you've mapped out this long run.
A lot of detail to it. But what happens if one day you get some bad sleep, or, you know,
you're not basically eating, you don't reach one of those goals, right, one of those benchmarks.
Right, there's so many other things. Like, you broke down your goal, but you've overcomplicated it.
Because what if you don't hit
that 10-pound benchmark, which is totally reasonable. Different days, like, weight, it fluctuates. Everything fluctuates, which is why, you know, maybe by 2023, yeah, you're putting up a plate. But in the next 10 days, are you going to up it 10 pounds? Who knows? Yeah, so, rewriting that goal to make it have the same effect, but you're not complicating it too much, is just saying, I want to stick to my workout split, and my current goal is to bench a plate. That's specific, that's clear, it's simple. And then those smaller goals, that breakdown comes as you work towards them. So they develop naturally rather than, you know, being manufactured.
Yeah, I think it's good to have, like we've talked about this before, kind of like benchmarks throughout one bigger goal, like different points to hit. But you can, you can let those come naturally as you progress. You don't need to, like, sit down and map out your next year of life right now, because that's just not realistic, and it's going to feel like clutter in your brain. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you take it one step at a time, and then you stay consistent with your workout routine, and then, hey, I've added 10 pounds. Now I can set this next goal.
Right.
You know, you work towards what's in front of you, knowing that there's a future to it, but you don't need to, like, on day one, set every single thing. And I totally do that all the time.
As you get deeper into it, it'll get more developed, and you'll add more detail. You'll add more structure to it.
I have a tendency to try to overplan things.
Yeah. You don't need to overplan. Yeah. You don't need to overcomplicate day one. That's going to come naturally as you progress.
Mm-hmm. And that's just another way to declutter. So, like, when you set goals, you know what your long-term goal is, and you know what this step that you need to take right now is.
Right.
But you don't need to know steps 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 right now, you know?
So true. All right, but we're talking about, how are we going to make 2022 our year?
So we've talked a lot about what we're kind of taking down so that we can start with this good baseline.
What are we adding in? Mindfulness in your daily routine is going to be a game changer. So is it journaling, reading, like, meditation? Is it even just, like, having a good nightly routine?
Yeah.
You know, that can be in itself, like, meditative.
Absolutely. A morning routine, a nighttime routine.
I'm talking, like, a skincare routine.
Yeah.
A, like, shower, you know? You're like,
oh, a nice hot shower, and then you set your phone down, you take a shower, you do skincare, you read before bed. That is mindfulness. Honestly, I feel like any time that you're unplugging and you don't really have...
Any time that you're in the moment, focusing, reflecting, being aware... It's just being aware.
Or it's just, like, you and yourself and your thoughts. Like, anytime that you're unplugged from electronics without, like, a super high-pressure, like, task to do.
Anything in that realm.
It can even be, like, cooking.
Oh, for sure.
Listening to music, you know? Like, just cooking by yourself. Things like that. That's mindfulness. So when we say something for mindfulness every day, you don't have to sit down and journal for an hour every day. You can journal for 5 or 10 minutes at night if you want, but you could also just...
It doesn't have to be the same every day.
Yeah. You can just take a nice shower and skincare and these things.
You don't have to say, like, every single day I'm going to read, and I'm going to do yoga, and I'm going to do the skincare, and, like, once again, overcomplicate it.
Because some days you might do all of those things. You might want to do all those things. You might be able to, but you don't have to every day. And if you tell yourself, I'm going to add all of these things to my plate every day, then you're not really going to get to enjoy
any of it. You are more than welcome to.
You're welcome to.
However,
but
don't
it might
force
be unrealistic.
Yourself to. Don't, like, yeah. Don't overcomplicate that.
But if you say, I'm going to do something
for mindfulness
every day, tomorrow I'm going to cook. Today I want to journal and reflect tonight,
right.
You know?
And this all goes down to the importance of having a good relationship with yourself, understanding yourself, being good on your own. Once again, like, that is a foundation for everything. If you're good on your own, just by yourself, you're good. You can go on a walk by yourself. You can go to the gym and be confident by yourself. You can go into a new group of people and be confident by yourself. Like, with
you
yourself.
You can spend a Friday night by yourself.
I'm not talking about loneliness necessarily. I'm talking about if you're good with yourself first, you can apply that and be strong and confident and empowered and nice and supportive in every single other situation. That is the foundation of all of this. And that's why we use the gym, number one, because going to the gym is fun. But it's a tool for strength, physical, mental. It's a tool for confidence. You know, that is part of building that foundation of yourself.
Because in order to do it, you have to literally spend an hour or whatever it is every day with yourself, pushing yourself.
Like, that's a situation where it's up to you and it's for you and it's motivated by
you. It builds up
a
relationship with yourself and, like, mental strength.
And so that the other part of this, everything comes down to very, very similar reasonings. So this whole mindfulness aspect that we're going to amplify in our days in 2022, whether it's journaling, reading, but it all comes down to being good with you.
Something that in terms of mindfulness, I want to be more consistent with journaling, do it more often. And then I also...
How convenient. I just made you a whole ass journal.
That is so true.
Super convenient for you. Also, if you guys are still interested, I released a daily journal for this year. It's the next 3 months, so January, February, March. And it has daily journal prompts as well as a little planner.
A calendar month for every year.
Right, some little goal setting areas.
And it's digital.
It's super stacked.
So you have it on your phone and your computer
at all
times.
Right, you can have it anywhere. Super stacked. Daily journal prompts designed to help you progress, help you get mentally stronger, mentally more solid with yourself. So building that foundation.
And that could literally be your something mindful every day.
Oh, for sure.
Is that little
That'll
journal
be a
prompt
perfect something mindful
yeah.
every day.
Will you link it in the show notes?
Of course.
Love. And then another thing is... And then another thing is that I want to try yoga a little bit. And I'm not going to, like, overdo it and be like, I'm going to start doing yoga every day. But I'm just like...
Well, she can't. Because we have to try it before she can.
Oh, my God. Really... My family's, like, doing this stupid joke where across
no
from...
No one else thinks it's funny.
A really cool building near our new apartment building. Apparently, they do, like, rooftop sunrise yoga. And my
it's
dad's
so
been talking
cool.
about it. And he's like, oh, my God, like, you should try it. And
but,
then
well,
they're like...
Caroline said she wanted to go. And so my dad and I, we were on a walk and we were like, yeah, I don't think that's right for you right now. But, like, we can definitely try it out first and let you know how it is. And, like, maybe next time you come with us. So Caroline's not quite ready.
Like, I'm the one that's really excited about trying yoga. And then every time I mention it, they're like, we'll do it first and we'll let you know how it is. Like, or at least commit to doing some more, like, stretching, maybe, like, before bed.
I have been stretching this past year, like, starting last semester, so, like, fall to now. I've been stretching a lot more. It's been great. Been loving it.
Another thing that we want it's kind of a combination of subtracting and adding is surround yourself with good, supportive people. This might mean that if you have people who bring a lot of negativity, it might mean
subtracting
there. But it also is a lot about finding those people that are supportive. But to keep it simple, friendships can be all different levels. They can be
That's
for different
I've
reasons,
realized. That's
too.
Something I've had to, like, learn recently is
not every friendship has to be like your
every
best friend ever.
Different friendships serve different purposes, and some of them can be like deep. Wait, let me find this picture. Hold up. Okay, so this is a very, like, academic breakdown of the types of friendships, but there's networking, there's reassurance, fun, and clarification. So, like, a networking friend builds
this
your
in our business
your, yeah,
class.
This
it
is
says you can extend your professional reach, but I kind of think of it as, like,
meeting other people.
Yeah, somebody who...
Gaining experiences.
Yeah, somebody who's, like, always going to invite you to things and stuff, and they might not be, like, the person you give your deepest thoughts to, but they're just a nice person that kind of helps you connect with others.
Right,
and
that's
other
the
people.
Purpose they serve. Reassurance is someone that you can be vulnerable with in your innermost thoughts. So that's the person where maybe you get deep with, and that's, like, a more emotionally beneficial relationship. And then a fun person is, the description is that you can be silly without feeling judged.
LOL.
LOL. And then the fourth type of friendship is for clarification. You can comfortably ask and receive questions or assistance. So just a different type, a very different type of friend. There's so many different purposes of friendships and relationships. And they don't all have to be the same intensity. They don't all have to be the same depth.
But they should all make you feel good.
Right.
I think that's kind of the whole point, is that friendships can all be different depending on people, but ultimately, like, they should make you feel good. We'll do a whole episode on friendships, but just to keep it short with, you know, what is going to serve you for making 2022 your year,
is not
having energy-draining negative people.
Don't keep the energy-draining people in your life, because you don't need that. And it's tough. It is so difficult. So difficult.
And then, however, try to find and keep those people that do make you feel good. The next thing that is going to help you make 2022 your year is a workout routine that is going to be both effective and enjoyable for you.
Because, so, you know what? Hot girls workout. Someone had to say it.
Commit to movement every day. You know, when Catherine said hot girls workout, hot girl walk, you know?
Hot girls, like, do things.
For themselves.
Hot girls do things.
Put good energy into you. You know, do something. It just depends on what's realistic for you. Like,
what is in your world? Like, what is going to be aligned and beneficial in your...
Right. Because I know that personally, I'm a very, like, physically energized person. Like, I've always been a very active person. That's, like, how I de-stress. That's, like, how I connect with myself. So I know that exercise and movement, like, is, like, necessary for me, and I think has come more naturally to me. So for me, like, I can work out and want to work out 5-6 times a week, but that's also not everybody's. So it's about, like, what is your lifestyle? Like, what are your needs? Like, what's going to be realistic for you? Because maybe that's more like 3 or 4. Then that's what you should commit to. That's what's going to serve you in your life. But I think
having, like, a routine, 4 or 5, having a structure, rather than just being like, oh, I might go to the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't have to be, you don't have to overcomplicate it and overplan it, but have some structure.
Yeah, absolutely. So commit to a realistic number of days. I think 5 is, like, a really great goal to go for. And then it's important that the exercise that you are doing is, like, effective, intentional exercise, but it's also enjoyable. So
if you don't like running,
you don't necessarily have to.
You don't have to run. Like, you can still get cardio by spinning. You can swim. I'm so excited to swim. Our new apartment has a pool, and I'm so excited to get back into swimming. But, like, if you don't want to, you don't have to. Exactly. There are alternatives for everything.
Yeah. And, you know, in episode 5, we explain a lot about, like, everything you need to know to start your fitness journey, so definitely listen to that if you haven't. But we talk in that about why strength training is such an important part of an exercise routine and should be pretty central to most routines.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think that that's great, because every day is a little bit different. You know, you can be doing upper body, lower body, full body. Exercises are different, and you're always, like, kind of pushing yourself in a different way. So I think strength training in itself kind of brings some variety to your routine, and then being able to play around with the types of cardio that you like on top of that can really help you make every day both intentional and enjoyable.
Infinite possibilities.
Yes. And quick plug for Change with Caroline. If you guys are looking for a program to use throughout the new year in your life, then you should definitely join. I'll have it linked in the show notes. We follow a workout routine. Everything's based in an app. We have a workout routine, nutrition guidance. We're going to be adding recipes this month. So a lot of cool stuff. If you are looking for a workout routine, we keep it fun. There's a lot of flexibility. Enjoy.
Next point, have fun. This is something that
we've been putting a bigger focus on.
Right. Next point, have fun. This is something that we've been putting a bigger focus on in what we share with you guys.
And that I want to put a bigger focus on in 2022. This is big for me in 2022.
A well-rounded life. You know, we've always been people, like, I want to be able to do anything and everything. When we moved back from Hong Kong, my whole personality was like, I want to live every single possible lifestyle. Because I just think it's cool. I just want to experience everything. And then like, I think I can do anything. I'm fully convinced I can do anything. Like, the Girls with Gold stickers that we made, I was like, oh, I'll just make them, right? Like, I don't know how to graphic design anything. I was like, yeah, I'll make them. I don't know how to make a sticker. But I did it.
Because you can do anything.
You can learn, part that I think is so funny. Like, do anything. So, we have a Jeep, and I'm like, what do I know about, like, mechanics? But I will be taking the bolts off. Like, I've taken the roof off on my own, and my uncle, who actually, like, does stuff like that, he's like, no, you can't do it. And then he came over one time, and I had taken apart the whole car. Because, like, yeah, I can do it.
Take the doors off, take the roof off.
Yeah, you can do it.
You can learn things. You can do everything.
You can learn things. Like, but you can do whatever you want.
You know, all of these things that we do daily, like working out and eating well and journaling and working, those are all the things that make us feel really good day to day and give us this strong baseline. Part of that is
when we talk about the foundation, then you got to go out and apply it.
Exactly. Because the moments that stand out in life, like those core memories that you have, are the fun times. Those nights out, spontaneous things, trips with family, adventures with friends. Right,
like, I know in my head that I love journaling. I love working out. I love
eating a good meal. And it keeps you, like, a strong, sane, healthy person. Right. But it also, it allows you
things,
to then...
If I'm just, like, go in my head and I'm just, like, bored thinking about things, I think about specific, like, one-off memories.
Mm-hmm. A 2 a.m. walk home.
October 8th, the time of our lives. We'll never live it down.
I think that what we can get wrong sometimes is that you're not building a healthy lifestyle to just stay so strict and regimented in this bubble and not let yourself do anything else. You're building it so that you have this strong, healthy baseline of life, and then you're able to do everything else in life as your best self. Because when you're happy and healthy and strong, you can live your life to the fullest.
Retweet.
So have fun this year. You know, whatever that means to you. Because in our...
What is this note? Say yes to more things, but not drugs. All right, so with that, take risks. 2022, we are taking risks. Oh my God, I live for the adrenaline of taking risks. I absolutely love... That's why I think I'd like new experiences. Because the adrenaline and, like, the excitement of the unknown, to me, oh my God, I love it. And I think that's something that I've lost... touch with.
Absolutely, me too.
In the past 2 years. Literally the past two
there's
years.
There's been less opportunity to have fun and take risks.
I didn't even think about it like that. Literally, yeah. That's like a lot of it.
Well, yeah. I think a lot of us feel like we've lost touch with the, like, fun, spontaneous side of ourselves because nothing has been able to be spontaneous the past couple years. Right. Nothing has been able to be spontaneous. Even moving forward, like, we're moving internationally and we want to travel when we're there, and it's like, it can't be spontaneous, adventurous travel because that's, like, not possible right now, and it's so frustrating.
So, find little ways to take risks. I don't know what your lifestyle is. I don't know what circumstances in your life, but taking risks in a safe way.
Right. My note under take risks was say yes to more things, but not drugs. Because yes to things, even if they're, like, you're not sure what the outcome is going to be, except for, like, drugs and things that you know that the outcome is going to be bad. You know, get out of your comfort zone. Because, like we said, you're building this person day to day with all of these healthy habits, with all these things that make you you. But that's, like, in order to then branch out and do these other things. That's creating that baseline so that you can then get out of your comfort zone sometimes, make memories, say yes to things, have fun, be adventurous. And that's what we're doing this year in 2022.
I just had another realization. I think the past year has been a lot of building and growth for me. And that's just part of that is so much analysis and, like, introspection and work that I feel like I haven't been living my life 100% in it. It's more like I'm slightly looking at it from afar. Does that make sense?
Like you've been kind of like building.
Right, I've been building it, but I haven't been like living it.
Now we're living it.
But it's okay because that's what was needed at that time, but now we're getting to the part where we're living it.
Mm-hmm.
We're living it. We're going to take the risks. We're going to have the fun. And you know what? We're still going to have a workout routine. And surround ourselves with the good people.
Because that helps us do all of these things.
And do all the foundational stuff. But we are going to live. And I want to feel, I'm so excited to feel like myself again. Like, obviously I felt like myself on paper. But, like, I want to feel like a saturated, vibrant version of myself again.
Like, somebody that can just do everything.
Well,
Because that's what it is. You can have fun and work out and eat healthy. And it's better that way when you do all of those things. It's like, it's better that way. Mm-hmm. Something else that I want to note here is that I would rather live risking like high and low feelings than to just try to stay in a super safe bubble and feel nothing at all.
Better to feel pain than nothing at all.
Because, you know, that's true. I think in every situation where you like put yourself out there in any way in life, or you do something a little outside of your comfort zone, you're risking like, this could be amazing, or I could be let down and have some like, bad feelings and stuff. And like, it's gonna go either way, and you're gonna have both. But I would rather feel all of those things than stay in a bubble and not let myself feel anything at all, because then what are you doing, you know?
Yeah.
Then you're experiencing nothing. Because part of life is experiencing some of those bad feelings and bad moments. It just happens. But that means that you're like, capable of feeling, and it means that you're also capable of feeling those really great emotions. You have to kind of feel both and have that contrast to know what it's like. So do that rather than keeping yourself in a bubble and not letting yourself feel anything.
And welcome to the Double Take.
Bow, bow. Instead of questions...
Wait, should we start doing that?
Bam, bam. Instead of questions today, we want to read out some of the goals that you guys submit to us so that, you know, if you're out there and you're like, I don't really have any ideas
or I think it's just interesting
or it's just interesting to hear
other people's goals.
It'll give you some inspiration. It'll help you, like, motivate each other.
So I always separate my goals when we do little goal setting questions on my Instagram. I separate them into different categories because going back to the sense of, like, being overwhelmed or, you know, overcomplicating things, if you set, like, 6 goals, that's a whole lot of stuff to do. However, if you kind of separate them into your different worlds and different parts of your world, then you're really only setting like one goal in each of those. And it's a lot easier to conceptualize. It's a lot easier to get done and to like actually enjoy. So some of the categories I do are fitness, work or school, and then social / just like overall life goals. And health, wellness. So if that's like mindset stuff, anything that goes into those categories, you can really take it however you want. So let's just go with, we're going to go through in the order that I posted them. So some people's fitness goals are to stay consistent and listen to my body, try new workout classes, start Change with Caroline and stick to it. I love that one. Oh my gosh. Prioritize getting good workouts in that make me feel accomplished afterwards. Get pull-ups and bench more. Get a sub 19 5K and a sub 5:15 mile. I love those specific goals. And I like how intentional everyone's being with these. They're not just like broad, go to the gym. You know, they take it a step further, which is amazing. That's what we love to see. Focus on the feeling I get from workouts rather than the aesthetics. Get back to lifting what I was before lockdown. Daily walks. Love it. Heal my knee and shoulder. And focus on flexibility, practice handstands and pull-ups, build cardiovascular endurance. These are some great goals. There are so many in here. I love listening to them. And then in the work category, take every opportunity to learn something new while I'm doing an internship. Don't procrastinate. Finish my internship and focus on building a newer and better portfolio. Pursue dentistry school. Get a job that will fulfill me intellectually. I love that one. Similar, but get a job and make time to work more on my writing skills. Stay organized in my work and school. And a lot of not procrastinating. Some of the social and life goals are to be present, be more adventurous. Thanks, Anna. Anna said to be sexy. To be sexy. To be more caring. To feel more confident, to talk to more people and be a little bit more outgoing, continue to have a good social life. I love that one because something that's super important is the continuation of goals. You know, just because you set a goal for 1 month and the month ended, if you're going strong in that goal, continue it. That's what it's all about. It's about building it
into who you are. That's why we set goals in the first place and why we work towards things. So health, wellness, mindset category. There's a lot of, you know, there's food, there's mindset, there's a mix of everything in here. So prioritize eating for my body and not based on my mood. Giving myself boundaries. I like this one in all caps. Protein. Less negative self-talk. Get more calories from nutrient-dense foods. Be present again. Eat higher protein. And then this person separated theirs. A mental goal is to love my body and not to punish it for doing its job. And then a physical goal is to just move more. So you guys are setting some great goals. And I'm so excited to watch you guys work towards them. So we hope you guys have a great start to your year. Thank you for bringing Girls with Goals into 2022 with you. I really do feel like 2022 is going to be a big, positive, transformative year for all of us. So, you know, let's just do our best and enjoy the ride. We'll see you next week. Bye.